Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner Ableton Live lesson on bassline pacing in atmospheric jungle. This is one of those sneaky skills that makes a track feel authentic fast, because in this style the bass isn't about showing off. It's about momentum without heaviness. It's about breathing. Here's the big idea. Your bassline is basically a timekeeper for energy. Not by playing more notes, but by choosing when the bass hits, how long it holds, and where you deliberately leave gaps so the break and the pads can do their thing. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple atmospheric jungle loop with three pacing styles you can swap in and out: anchor notes, call and response pulses, and ghosted offbeat movement. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices only. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere in that classic zone, 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to suggest 168. Make three tracks: an audio track for your break, a MIDI track for bass, and optionally another track for pads or atmosphere. Drop in a breakbeat sample on the break track. Something amen-ish, think-ish, any atmospheric-friendly break. Warp it. If you want the transients to stay tighter, Beats Warp mode can be great. If it starts sounding too chopped or weird, try Complex Pro. The goal is simple. You want to clearly hear where the kick and snare moments are, because we're going to pace the bass around those. Now let's build a jungle-friendly bass rack. This matters because atmospheric jungle bass is usually two jobs at once: clean sub that holds the floor, and a controlled mid layer so the bass still reads on small speakers. But we're not making modern screaming mid bass. This is felt, not huge. On your bass MIDI track, create an instrument rack. Make two chains. First chain, sub. Add operator. Set it to algorithm A only, oscillator as a sine wave. Keep it simple, stable, boring on purpose. For the amp envelope, keep the attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That release is important. Too short and you get clicks, too long and it smears into the next drum hit. After operator, add EQ8. Don't high pass the sub. Let it be sub. If later it clouds the mix, you can try a gentle dip around 200 to 350 HC, but for now keep it clean. Second chain, mid. Add wave eatable if you have it. If not, you can do operator with a saw, but wave eatable is a quick path. Set USK1 to basic shapes and move it toward a sawish tone. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere like 150 to 400 HC, so it stays dark. Add a tiny bit of drive, like 2 to 6, just to thicken. After that, add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so this mid layer doesn't become louder than the sub. Think of the mid as the narrator, not the main character. Then EQ8 on the mid chain. High pass it around 120 HZ. That's your handoff point. Sub owns the true low end. Mid stays out of the way. If it gets boxy, dip gently around 300 to 500 HZ. Now, after the entire rack on the bass track, add utility and set width to 0%. Mono bass. That's a huge part of why jungle bass feels tight and centered. You can add a limiter after that if you want safety while learning, but keep it gentle. Cool. Now choose a key. Atmospheric jungle often sits really nicely in F minor, G minor, or a minor. For subs, keep your note range around F1 to A1. That's a sweet spot where the fundamentals translate. If you drop too low too early, it can feel huge in your room and then disappear everywhere else. Plus it muddies up fast. Optional but helpful. Throw Ableton's tuner on the bass track temporarily so you can see what note you're actually hitting. Now we get into the core concept, pacing. Pacing equals placement, length, and gaps. And the gaps are not empty space. The gaps are rhythm. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip for your bass. Set your grid to 1/16 so you can place things precisely, but mentally make decisions in 1/8 first. Big shapes first, then details. We're going to build the bass line in layers, in this order. Anchors, then pulses, then ghosts. First, anchor notes. These are the glue. They're the long subs that make it feel like the track has a floor. In atmospheric jungle, anchors often land after the snare or between kicks, not necessarily on every beat like a house track. Here's a super solid beginner pattern. In bar 1, put a long note right on beat 1. Make it about half a bar long. Same thing in bar 2. Long note on beat 1. About half a bar. Keep both notes on the root. If you chose F minor, that's F1. If you chose G minor, that's G1. Now listen to just the break and this bass. Ask yourself, does it feel like the bass is holding the room together without getting in the way? If yes, you're already in the zone. If it feels blurry, don't immediately delete notes. First, shorten the operator release a bit, maybe down towards 60 to 100 milliseconds. Also consider shortening the actual MIDI note end so it stops before a big snare moment. In jungle, stopping cleanly can be more powerful than ringing out. Next, call and response pulses. This is where the bass starts talking to the break. Here's a mindset shift that helps a lot. Don't only think bass follows kick. Think snare owns the moment, then bass answers it. In this style, the snare is emotional punctuation. You want your bass to feel like an aftershock, not a mask over the snare transient. So add 2 to 4 short notes across the two bars. Try placing a note around bar 1 beat 2.3 and another around bar 1 beat 4.3. That doth replacement is basically you landing slightly after, where a snare often feels like it hits. Do something similar in bar 2, but change at least one placement slightly so it feels like a sentence, not a loop. Keep these pulses short, 1/16 to 1/8, and make their velocity lower than the anchors. Anchors can be around 90 to 110 velocity, pulses maybe 50 to 80. Pick-wise, stay mostly on the root. You can occasionally use the fifth, like C, or the flat 7th for that moody vibe. For example, in G minor, that flat 7 is F, but use those sparingly. Atmospheric jungle is about restraint. If you add too much melodic motion, it starts turning into a different subgenre. Now listen again. This is the moment where the groove should start to feel like it has intention, like the bass is redacting, not marching. Next, ghost notes. These are tiny, quiet notes that imply motion without clutter. This is where beginners often overdo it, so I'll give you a rule. If you can clearly hear the ghost notes as a repeating pattern, you probably added too many or they're too loud. Add 1 or 2 very short 1/16 notes in between spots. For example, bar 1 beat 1.4 and bar 2 beat 3.4. Set the velocity super low, like 15 to 35. These should be felt more than heard, and often it's the mid layer that makes them read without making the sub go crazy. Now do a quick breath test. Solo just drums and bass. Can you mentally count the bar without the bass constantly reminding you? If the bass is always on, the track loses that floating momentum. If the bass disappears too long, the floor drops out. You're aiming for waves of presence. Alright, now we're going to make it mix ready with sidechain ducking, because in jungle, drums are king. The break has to cut. Add a compressor on the bass track after the rack. Turn on sidechain and choose your break track as the input. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. And here is the teacher calibration tip. Sidechain release is how fast the bass stands back up. If the groove feels late or sluggish, your release is probably too long. If it feels nervous or clicky, it's too short. A great starting point at 168 BPM is around 110 to 140 milliseconds, then adjust by feel. Now let's make this feel like a real atmospheric jungle phrase instead of a static loop. Duplicate your 2-bar bass clip into a few variations. Jungle loves micro variation. You don't need a different chord progression, you need small pacing changes. Try an 8-bar evolution like this. First 4 bars, anchors only. Next 4 bars, anchors plus pulses. Then for the next phrase, add a couple ghosts and slightly turn up the mid-chain by 1 or 2 dB. Then pull the ghosts back out again to create contrast. That and out motion is the style. It's not about constantly adding. It's about teasing energy, then giving space back. Now, 2 quick controls that massively affect pacing. Note ends and release. If the bass smears into the next kick or snare, shorten the MIDI note lengths and shorten the operator release. Don't be afraid of stopping the note early. That negative space right before a snare-heavy moment can hit harder than adding a fill. If it feels too choppy, do the opposite. Increase release to maybe 120 to 180 milliseconds, and you can slightly overlap notes, but keep the bass mono. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. If your bass plays too constantly, remove notes until the drums feel bigger. Bass is the vibe. If the sub and mid fight each other, make sure the mid chain is high past around 110 to 140 Hz and keep the sub clean. If your bass isn't mono, utility width at 0% fixes it. If the side chain pumps wrong, lower the ratio or raise the threshold and adjust the release. And if you're playing too low, bring it up into that F1 to A1 zone. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Pick G minor. Make a 2-bar bass clip. 2 anchor notes, each half a bar, on G1 at the start of each bar. 3 pulses, about 1/8 long, on G1 or F1 for that flat 7 feel. 2 ghost notes, 1/16, very low velocity, on G1. Add sidechain compression from the brake, aiming for about 3 dB of reduction on loud hits. Then duplicate the clip 3 times to make 8 bars. Clip 1, anchors only. Clip 2, anchors plus pulses. Clip 3, add ghosts. Clip 4, remove ghosts again. Your success check is this. The bass should feel like it evolves without you having to add more notes every time. That's pacing. Before we wrap, here are 2 extra upgrade ideas you can try once the basics feel comfortable. 1. Create 2 versions of your clip where the pulses are the same pitch but different timing. In version A, the pulse lands late, after the snare. In version B, move one pulse slightly early, like 5 to 10 milliseconds ahead of a drum accent. Twop A and B every 4 bars. The listener perceives movement even though the harmony barely changes. 2. Call and response via octave, not new notes. Keep the sub on G1, but occasionally answer with G2 on the mid layer only. It reads like a reply without changing the bass story. Alright, recap. Bassline pacing in atmospheric jungle is placement, length, and intentional gaps. Build a sub plus mid rack so it translates everywhere. Start with anchor notes, then add call and response pulses, then add a couple ghost notes if you need movement. Sidechain to keep the break dominant, and arrange in small phrases with clip variation so it breathes. If you tell me what break you're using, like Amen or Think, plus your tempo and key, I can suggest a few safe pulse placements that usually lock right in with that kick and snare pattern.